PJB said that you guys wanted to grab me this week, so I just wanted to come down and speak to everybody. Looking forward to our matchup against the Jets this weekend. Obviously disappointed with the results of the first four games. Had some promise through the preseason that didn't really translate to wins. First week, thought we really came out with some good injury. The last 3 weeks has been more disappointing, but we've earned our own four records so far. Really disappointing for our fans, disappointing for our organization where we are, but we will get it righted and focus on Jets and opportunity this weekend as we move forward to the last three quarters of our season.
We've been asking you some difficult questions. In a build that was long-term and multi-year, is this team equipped to win in 2017?
Yeah, it is. Obviously our roster is not, you know, we're not at the end of our build by any stretch. And I don't know that any team ever is, to be fair, Pat. But we've certainly made some progress on the field, and we're seeing that with some of the young guys that are playing and making plays for us. But the results at the end of the day, as you and I both believe, winning is why we're here. And so the results need to get better. I do believe we can play better. I know the guys believe they can play better, and I think they will. We can and we will play better as we move forward.
Did you expect the progress to be more accelerated at this point, given where you guys are in the rebuild?
You know, we're not going to overreact to four games. You know, we played some tough divisional opponents. We're well aware of how difficult our division is. But we know we can play better and will. At the same time, I think for us, to be honest, it's something that is going to be, you know, difficult to measure week in, week out, because some of our players' performance is going to go up and down as they develop. We have a young roster. The guys are working their tails off from Deshaun Wright through the rest of the 63. And, you know, that's all we can do. The coaches are doing a great job developing the young guys. The vets that we've brought in have really solidified both particularly the offensive line. I think the defensive line has been a strength as well. No excuses, but we'll be glad to have Miles and Jamie and obviously Corey when he gets back a little bit later and Danny back as well.
Sasha, yeah, I know you just mentioned the youth a few times there. Obviously the intent was to be very young, but are you too young?
You know, I don't know quite how to answer that question, but I would say no. I think our young guys are playing well. They are developing. They're getting experience. Our coaches have done a phenomenal job, particularly Greg, who's got so many young guys playing on that defense. But putting them in situations where they can be successful, teaching them our scheme from Jabril to Schobert, guys in their first, second, third year playing have really stepped up and played well for us. And, you know, we'll get some guys back here and get healthier. But at the same time, we've added some veterans, Jason, Zeitler, others are stabilizing us. In the meantime, we're getting these young guys up to speed as quickly as possible, and they're doing their part.
You got a young quarterback, but I mean, it's really glaring the receiver position. You changed out three of them on cutdown weekend. Seems like every week you're having to bring in new bodies. Is there any, I guess, second-guessing that you're doing as far as what Deshaun has been surrounded with, especially at that position? Do you wish maybe you would have done a little more in the offseason there?
You don't know. You can always go back, as I told you before, whether it's the draft or a free agency. There's always opportunities you wish that you capitalize on that you don't at the same time, or that you didn't at the same time. Our wide receivers can play better, and I think they will. You know, we're not going to overreact too much early. We were active around cutdown period in that unit. Brought Kenny in, obviously, in the offseason, and then Corey, you know, broke his hand. None of those are excuses. You know, at the end of the day, no one's going to wait for us to get healthy. No one's going to wait for us to, you know, be consistent in our performance. That group will get better. I think you've seen some guys have some performances that raise some eyebrows in a positive direction. We need that consistency from that group, and it'll come.
Are you disappointed in Kenny that he hasn't maybe deliver a little bit more as a receiver?
I wouldn't say that. We're obviously relying on Kenny as a veteran presence to bring some consistency and stability. I think Kenny knows that he can perform better. That's what he's done throughout his career in the league, and we're counting on him to do that, and he'll get that squared away and move forward. But no one's going to, you know, again, you know, wait for him to kind of, you know, turn it around. We're going to have to do it on our own, and I believe he will.
Sasha, should you be able to rebuild and win at least a little bit at the same time? When you look at a team like the Jets, they cut a bunch of veterans, or even Buffalo that acquired some picks, but or have won early at least this season.
Yeah, I think you can, and I think we have opportunities to do that. We haven't capitalized on them. We will have more this season. We've got 12 games left, and so we're looking forward to that. But I don't attribute that necessarily to youth. We've got to go out and play and perform better, and that's across organization.
I'm sorry. After $100 million investment in the interior offensive line and a professed commitment to run, are you at all concerned or about the fact that your quarterback is throwing the ball as much as anybody in the league, and are you in conflict with the way that's being managed?
No, I wouldn't say we're in conflict. I do think, you know, particularly our second quarters have been tough where games have gotten away from us a bit. And teams know, I think we've got Duke and Crow in the backfield and a good offensive line. And so they're going to challenge us to throw. We'll meet that challenge. We want to be balanced in offense, but we're also going to have to be complementing the run game with a passing offense that's more effective. And until we get to that point, I think you're going to see people stack against us and try to take the run away. We still want to be able to line up and run against teams, even if they are stacking against us, and we'll come out with a good game plan this week. I think you'll see the run game has had some bright spots and will continue to as we move forward. I do think the circumstances more than anything have dictated the fact that we've passed the ball probably more than we want to.
Sashi, how would you say the front office and the coaching staff are working together?
I really would. Good communication on various transactions and roster moves. We had some particularly difficult injuries at some key places with some key players for us, and working well with Hugh's staff. I think we're continuing in kind of this, our second year together. It feels like longer, but, you know, it's been a great offseason to find new ways to work together and support each other, learn from each other. So things are good.
Renaud Hall was a receiver that we come to know that the coaches liked for 2 years. Now there's this Craig who has a history with Hugh Jackson. Is the coach getting more involved in that position in acquiring players?
Coach is involved in all of our discussions. So as we think about bringing players onto the roster, particularly at this time of year when you're not at 90 and you're at 53, you know, it's important that we have discussions about what we need. Special teams is a part of it. Obviously, Hugh, David, Al's perspective is taken into consideration too. And unfortunately, we've just, with Sammy and Corey and then Jordan this week, we've had some injuries at that position that have caused more churn there than normal.
I asked you this question earlier this week, so I'll ask it to you. Historically, here in Cleveland, losing has bred division between front office and coaching staff, mm-hmm. and it's obviously led to a lot of change over and over. How are you and Hugh working together to make sure that that doesn't repeat as you go through what is one of the worst stretches in team history?
Yeah, so we, you know, we're realistic, as I said, when we took over in January 2016 of where we were. We understood this is going to be a challenging build. So while we're disappointed primarily for our fans about the results so far through the first 20 games of our tenure here, we're committed to turning this thing around. And we're not shying away from, you know, what our record is. At the same time, we're determined and resilient about where we're heading. And we do see some of the progress being made on the field. It's not good enough yet. We're not satisfied by any stretch. But both Hugh and I are really realistic about where we were and where we are and where we're going. And committed to that good open communication throughout. So no different than what we've had from day one.
When is the turnaround going to happen, though? I mean, you got players on other teams saying you can't do anything with this roster. When veterans are released and a guy like Joe or Greco or you name it, let go, it continually points to the future. At what point does it become now?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's if I could tell you that, you know, listen, we would be in great shape. But I think this, you know, this is, you know, growth and development of a roster is not going to happen in this league overnight. And I think you've seen more than one team try that unsuccessfully. We're committed, as I told you from day one, we're not going to stray just because we have some challenges early on or face some adversity early on. We are committed. We're seeing the young guys get on the field and play. And so in our progression, we're going to stick to our plan and stay developing our young guys. Doesn't mean that we're not going to go out and find the Jason McCourties, the Kevin Zeitlers, the J.C. Tretters of the world to come in and supplement through free agency and veteran players that we can add there. But we also are committed to, you know, turning this organization into one that truly builds through the draft, and we're on the way there.
Sasha, you got about time for two more?
Can you talk about Hugh being realistic about this being a challenging build and it's not going to happen overnight? What about the discussions you've had with Jimmy Haslam? Is he still of that mindset? Because at 1-19, from the outside looking, you could understand if, you know, he's getting a little impatient with the way it's going.
Yeah, we all want this to happen as soon as possible. But we also are very conscientious about making sure that we're paying attention to some of the underlying signs. I'm not going to get into all the discussions and details that we had, but Jimmy was realistic when we started in 2016 about where we are too. But we're all disappointed for our fans and for our entire organization that the results haven't been better. We're committed to continuing to work towards, you know, building this roster, becoming a perennial playoff team, and we're on the way towards that.
You mentioned injuries, and I know you said they're not an excuse, but do you think the depth of the roster isn't where it needs to be or will be? Because when a guy like Miles or Jamie goes down, it seems like a significant drop-off, and you guys haven't been able to overcome it.
Yeah, so, yeah, again, no excuses. I'll start with that. You know, we're very much a next-man-up philosophy, and particularly on the defense, we got hit there. Everybody was excited to see Miles. And we'll get him back, we think and hope, this week. We'll see how the remainder of the week goes. But we're not there. I mean, one of the reasons that we have tried to bring so much young talent onto the roster, Scott, is because we do understand not only do we need the frontline guys, but we need the depth behind them as well. And we've gotten hit. Tank went down. Obviously, Jamie went down. So two guys that were really projected as starters at the beginning of the season aren't playing within one unit. And been proud of the way that Burge, Schobert have stepped up into those roles. But there's no doubt you're going to lose players like that. Every team would miss them, in particular on our roster, where we are so young and still developing, that those guys are really missed.
Deshaun Watson and Malik Hooker are off to great starts in their careers.
Sure.
Any remorse in making that trade with Houston? Passing those players
on? No, I think, listen, there's those decisions are always difficult. I talked about this, I think, with you guys on draft night after Thursday night. Whenever you trade back, there's a host of players that you would have liked to actually have on your roster that aren't going to be available to you when you actually select. Now, at the same time, we had Jabril and David in the first round, and that came from sliding back the year prior. But we understand that's part of trading back, that there's going to be players there that you miss on. Some of them go on to have great careers. Some of them won't. That's just the realities of that decision.
Sasha, last one.
If this kind of continues and you guys have a year, you know, two wins, three wins, will you still be able to point at this and say what you guys are doing is working?
You know, I think for us, we would be disappointed if we ended there. You know, we're always going to be focused on the underlying progress, how some of our players are coming together, what those losses look like. We're disappointed so far. We're not going to get into trying to project into hypotheticals. But we've got 12 opportunities. We're going to win all 12. And we're going to prepare to win all 12. If that happens, that happens. If it doesn't, we'll deal with that at the time.